recently, as you may have seen, there was a by-election in the Aldermey and Stalham constituency brought about by the ejection from Parliament of our old MP Philbrook, for lying about his opponent during the general election campaign last year. And so, good luck to me in that running a hyper-local site in this area. I had basically about a year of great material coming out of the general election, the row about the campaign tactics we used. There was a long legal process surrounding that, and then subsequently a by-election which took place in January. So I had a long, lots of coverage. And so I suppose what I want to do really is talk about a bit about that, and some of the lessons that I've learned, some of the things that I learned from that, and maybe how they can be applied to other coverage of other elections, like the local elections that are coming up in a few weeks' time, and Welsh and Scottish elections and other things. So I suppose the main thing that I learned was that even though my site was a new media site and was run on very kind of unconventional lines in the way I report it, in that my main job is to stay home and look after my baby daughter. And so normally I work on the site when she's asleep in the afternoon, but because the by-election was taking place all day, if you like, I just took her out with me on these do interviews and such. So she was about 1 year old, 15 months old at the time. So even though it's quite unconventional to turn up and do interviews and stuff with a baby, I found that candidates and political parties and all those sorts of people were really could see past the sort of weirdness of it and were very keen to engage me in whatever. And basically, because from their point of view, there were voters speaking to me and they could see that I had treated the candidates and done fair coverage in the past. They were all very keen to offer as much coverage as I wanted. To the extent that I got to interview David Cameron and Nick Clegg 3 times and Ed Miliband, and I got one-to-one interviews and I was able to sit and ask whatever I liked. And yeah, that was really, really good for me, because in my past life as a reporter, as a journalist producer at Sky, I would probably have had to elbow about 100 people out of the way before I ever got a chance to interview any of those people. So that was quite fun for me. But aside from that, what I decided to do was try and do something a little bit different from newspapers and radio and whatnot, and just try and cover everything I possibly could, and cover it in as much depth as I realistically could. So when I went to do an interview with any of these people, I would publish the whole audio clip as the full interview, and write quite fairly long summaries of the interviews that I did. And in comparison to, say, the local newspaper, which is based in Oldham, might run a few paragraph quotes at the end of its daily campaign article from any of these people, and you might get a 15-second clip on the radio. So I thought that just doing things in so much more depth that A, could be useful to create this kind of record of where all these people stand on these issues, but also it just means that I can offer something distinctive, offers a bit more value, if you like, a bit more, something that's a bit more interesting, because I was very conscious of the fact that there was no point in just replicating what other media companies were doing, and I thought that there's no point in me just going around and doing the same thing. One lesson or one sort of observation I made was about just how much news companies, whether they were regional or national or local or whatever, all covered the by-election in exactly the same way. There was one day when Nick Clegg came in a supermarket and there were sort of 6 broadcasters all lined up to do their 2-minute interview with him, and then there were sort of groups of newspaper journalists and all the rest. And I sat and watched him do, you know, BBC, ITN, Sky, Granada, whatever. And it was the day after the Vince Cable comments that hit the Telegraph. And all the thing that anyone wanted to know about was this Cable thing. And so he was had to answer question after question after question about this, which had no impact really on the by-election. Nothing to do with anything that's going on in Oldham or Saddleham. Nothing to do with any of the issues that people have been commenting on, writing about in my story. And yet everyone really was still asking about that. And I thought that was a real, shame that even local papers and local broadcasters were basically wasting 3 minutes they've got when they could ask Nick Clegg, senior government official, anything, and they were choosing to ask him about this kind of national thing, which has no real bearing on the by-election. So when I got my interview with him that day, which they smuggled him up, they were the political parties, and on a sort of separate point, I'd say they couldn't do enough for me during the course of this event. They actually took me up to a hotel with Clegg for like a secret rendezvous, which is a bit bizarre, which was really bizarre, because I turned up and the Secret Service guy says, oh, do you know when Nick Clegg's coming? I was like, should you be? Anyway, so I asked him about